So first off, could you explain to us what hate following is?
Yeah, hate following is very simply following people that we dislike on our social media feeds. So it can be following a person or it can be following a news organisation, for example.
Right. And is this something that's relatively new?
In terms of social media, yes, it's relatively new within that context. But people have been hate reading and hate following celebrities through the more traditional media for quite some time. It's not a new phenomenon.
So do you think this sort of thing is a benefit to us emotionally? What do people gain from hate following?
That's a really, really good question because it's a bit of a mixed bag. So we get a few things out of hate following. Sometimes it just makes us feel better about ourselves. It can reinforce our own worldview when we come up against somebody who we disagree with, so that we read what they think and then we go, I'm so glad that I'm not that person, and it just reinforces why I'm a better person. And sometimes we hate follow because we're looking for that moment of schadenfreude where we are going to sort of gain happiness out of somebody else's downfall. So that's some of the reasons why we do it. And, you know, those can have quite emotionally beneficial aspects to it, particularly around things like reinforcing our sense of self. So if we're following somebody so that we can say, I'm better than them, that's not necessarily a bad thing. And, you know, it can make us feel better about our own life choices and emotional choices as well. So, yes, it can benefit us emotionally. But then there are also other downsides. So hate following, you know, we could start to, if we start to fall into the sort of trap of, you know, tweeting back at people that we hate or, you know, making comments to them which are nasty. So a little bit of, you know, if we start to find ourselves trolling, then that's not actually going to benefit us emotionally, and it certainly won't benefit the other person emotionally, and it will also help them just entrench their own views. So it's also not going to be beneficial if we want them to change their mind.
Right. So hate following might not just be the act of watching someone. It could also be the trolling aspect of things and actually getting involved with conflict online. The way I kind of saw it was that it was more like you were a bystander to what was happening. Is that the case?
Mainly it is about being a bystander, but we do find that some people will hate follow people just so that they can interact with them. So then it sort of starts to fall over more into that trolling aspect of things.
Right. And the other thing I wanted to ask was, do you think, I know what I do is some people I don't follow on Instagram because I find they're a little bit toxic for my life. I don't think they bring anything. But what I do instead is I might go stalk them if they're on public, usually like a celebrity of sorts. Would you still consider this in the racket of hate following?
I think if you're following somebody because you dislike them and you're stalking them across, you know, various medias, then I would say that it's sort of, it is hate following. Because you're actively following what that person is doing.
Right. And do you think that there is a way to combat this culture? If people are doing it subconsciously, is there a way that we can recognise this and go, hey, this might not be good for my mental well-being?
Well, I think, you know, if you said before that, you know, you sort of consciously stepped back from following people because it makes you feel bad. So if you're following people and you start to realise that following those people are making you feel bad, so you're not deriving an emotional benefit from it at all, then that's a good indication of it's time to unfollow. But it's also a good indication that you're not unconsciously following them because you've made a conscious decision to unfollow them, which requires an element of understanding what it is that you're doing. Yeah. So things that you can do is maybe not just sort of doom scroll through all of the people that you hate follow.
That's a good way of explaining it, doom scrolling.
Yeah, and make sure that, you know, you've got a good combination of people on your feed. Some people might be people you hate follow, but the majority of those people should be people who you actually feel good at. And then that can mean that your social media feeds are a lot more balanced in terms of the positive and the negative content. And remembering, of course, that one person's positive content is another person's negative content often. So, you know, just be aware of it's your choices and your decisions. So if you find that you're starting to feel upset that you have fallen into that trap of doom scrolling, or, you know, if you're particularly, if you're starting to fall into that trap of, you know, feeling the need to tweet back at people, or like, you know, slide into the DMs there, maybe, you know, that's a good time to sort of have a little bit of a check. So you can do things like set timers on how much time you're allowed on any of your social media platforms. You can use lots of different plugins, things like things that mean that you're actually consciously tracking how much time that you're on the internet and spending on various parts of the internet.